Hello there, and welcome to episode 174 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. Our words are our own. And with us tonight, as usual, we have Neil Fury. Hi, bud.
Hello.
And it is December 28th, one day before your younger sister's birthday. So that's why we're recording on a Saturday again, successfully.
Yay.
And it has been a pretty darn good week, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Very busy, too.
Very busy. Very true. Because we had Christmas in there. Quite a bit of gaming. Started it off with the Ninja Turtles. We've done some World of Warcraft. We've done some Mario Party. We've done some Helldivers. I know you've done some Space Marines since you got that for Christmas.
Yeah.
Anything else come to mind, or did I hit most of them?
Well, later on, if you don't have anything right now, I do have a little bit of some stuff I've been seeing on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, totally. But I was more talking, like, gaming-wise.
Ah, gotcha. No, that seems about right.
Yep, so a little bit of regular World of Warcraft, but for the most part, it's been heftier because we're all available. Doing some classic World of Warcraft with your brother, the eldest. And we are in Westfall, which is the second zone for those unfamiliar. Especially on the human campaign, they're the second zone. But that's been going pretty well.
Indeed.
So, yes, go ahead.
With World of Warcraft Classic, one of my guild members were pretty nice and sent me one piece of gold so then I could reset my talents.
Oh, wow. Why'd you need to reset your talents?
I didn't like the talents I had. I want to go full destruction.
Ah, okay. Yeah, the classic World of Warcraft talents feel weird sometimes. Like, I've gotten the first five talents in at this point on the Holy Tree, and I'm very tempted on the Discipline Tree to add the... what is it? It's the wand. You can talent in to increase your wand damage for a priest, which is just wild. Yeah, it's like, what, you can wand harder? Okay,
probably because mana was not that easy to keep up back in the day.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you and your brother, when we're taking on a big group, you wipe me out, mana-wise, a lot.
Yeah.
And frequently.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have the Holy Trinity. We have a tank with your brother. We have you as a Warlock DPS. And then we have me as the healer on a priest. So it's working quite well. It's just oofta sometimes on trying to keep you both alive. So I'm thankful for your Voidwalker, the big blue guy that gets to off tank and hold somebody aside so that we can, you know, successfully survive.
Yeah.
And then otherwise, yeah, we haven't really had much of a chance to play much a live World of Warcraft, have we?
Not really, no.
I played a little bit the other night and got a character hard leveled. Like they were level 10 or something, and suddenly they're 18 just from running a couple of dungeons.
Nice.
And then otherwise, the What If series season 3 released on Disney Plus, and so we're 2 episodes into that. So if you, for those folks who are stopping by, if you enjoy the MCU and if you enjoyed previous seasons of What If, this has been quite enjoyable so far.
I can agree with that.
And then I'm trying to think. Oh, and then we also caught Despicable Me 4 on, was it Christmas Day we watched that?
I believe so.
And that was very good.
Agreed.
And then Red One, which is available on Amazon Prime for streaming, was also absolutely fantastic. Just another new instant Christmas classic, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But anything else standing out to you? I mean, in Mario Party, we already have some new running jokes. Because the first map we run in the new Mario Party Jamboree, I couldn't roll high numbers at all. And for those that are unfamiliar, Mario Party, it's basically the Mario characters with a bunch of mini games and a board game style map. And so you roll a die and you get 1 through 10 and you march around the board trying to collect coins and stars, and whoever ends with the most stars wins. And there's a.
And Pudgy kept on getting one.
Yeah. Consistently. Consistently. You have a 1 in 10 chance of rolling a one. And I was rolling a one regularly.
And the only time it was a number higher than one, it was two.
And so that started becoming a running joke of, okay, well, think I'll roll a one. Two. What?
I wonder if he'll roll more than one.
There it was, yeah.
Two.
Two. Well, it's more than one. It's more than one. But Mario Party Jamboree, highly recommend if you have a Switch and if you enjoy the Mario Party series, it's great. On the second run that we started, we went with the vote for mini games, and I think I really rather the randomized mini games option.
I agree.
But we've all kind of agreed on that, so the next time we play, after finishing this run through, we'll move back to the randomizing.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there was the capitalism board game. I can't remember the name of it. Where you just eked out the win. What was that board game called? Do you remember?
Bargains something.
We'll have to find that because
Oh, was it Bargain Quest?
Bargain Quest? Maybe. Because the premise, yes, that's what it was, Bargain Quest. The premise of this is basically you are a shopkeeper in a fantasy world, and you're presented with heroes that you have to entice into your shop and then load them up with items and send them out to fight whatever monster is threatening the town.
Or just grab whoever has the most gold.
Or grab whoever has the most gold. Try to grab whoever has the most gold. So there you are, sitting off to the side, just going, "Yes, come here, pompous nobleman. You have the most gold. Come into my shop. I'll load you up. I'll sell all the things, take all your gold, and send you out into the world to die."
I just want to say, the only reason he did die was because of that selflessness card.
Yes. And so after you've loaded them up, it's a five-phase thing. You set up your shop, you entice them in, you sell to them, they go on adventure, and when they go on adventure, you pull an extra randomizer card of, you know, how are they feeling as they go off to adventure. And his decided to feel rather selfless, and that sacrificed his armor rating, which made him die.
Yep.
And then you go and hire employees, and you store your stuff away, and then the cycle repeats until the monsters are dead. And the monsters get progressively more difficult as the game progresses. You only confront three monsters in total, but they still get more difficult, which also keeps it very interesting.
Indeed.
So, yeah. Anything else coming to mind as far as gaming or entertainment from this last week? I mean, it's been a really nicely relaxing week. Like 2 days ago, or was it yesterday? I can't remember. It vacation time. It all blurs together. I slept until 11 for crying out loud. Was that yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, what the crap? But it was nice. I mean, my watch said, "You woke up. You woke up. So it wasn't a restful sleep, which is why I probably was able to sleep that long, technically.
But yeah.
But yeah, I haven't been that long in bed in ages, so that was wild.
But it felt really nice, though.
It was a bit disorienting, too. With that being said, unless there's something else that comes to mind, I think we played a little Marvel Rivals too, didn't we? Actually.
Oh, yeah.
On like Monday. So, unless something else comes to mind, entertainment-wise.
Well, spoiler alert. I want to talk about the one scene from Despicable Me 4 that made me cringe so much.
Oh, okay. So, yes, definitely hard spoiler since it's a recent physical release. So, if you haven't seen Despicable Me 4 and you are looking forward to it, if you're on the YouTube, I'll flail wildly and let you know that you can unmute or skip to that point. I'm not quite sure how long the discussion will last otherwise, so... just kind of lightly skip forward on the audio versions. But go ahead, bud.
So, the Lucy haircut thing.
Oh, no.
That made me cringe so much that I put my blanket over my head.
Well, we're going to have to get your sister-in-law to watch that scene in particular at some point. In her presence. So, background, she has a cosmetology degree, like an advanced one too. So it's not just the can cut hair, it's higher up.
She'll probably just cringe more than I did or feel more hurt than I did.
Exactly. So So yeah, that's definitely a thing that that was painful.
Yeah.
Very painful.
Just the burning's normal. The smoke is normal.
That's not normal. No. Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. The scalp. Smoking. And
the balding.
And then running into her later. And just... That movie did an excellent job. As I was telling your sister about that, as I was picking her up for your other sister's birthday tomorrow, Despicable Me 4 does an excellent job. Are we done with spoilers, possibly?
I believe so.
Okay. Waving frantically. There, I'm saying it too. I'm waving frantically. So, spoilers are over. Despicable Me 4 does an excellent job of establishing some running gags, but then not over-leaning into them. So, like what you mentioned in the spoiler, there's one more reference to it, but they do it in a satisfying, socially awkward and painful slapstick way when the follow-up consequences happen from that scene.
Yeah.
And so it works. The only one that I think is a running gag through the entire movie that they lean hard into but works...
The vending machine.
...is the vending machine. And we'll leave it at that. Like, there's zero spoilers by saying the vending machine. You're just going to have to watch and enjoy and go, oh, that's what they were talking about when they said the vending machine. Yes, that is what we were talking about. So now you'll know. But Despicable Me 4 was absolutely phenomenal. It puts a nice little bow on the Despicable Me series and the spin-off Minions movie. And it was highly enjoyable. Like, they could stop here. They like money, too, so they'll probably do another one if this one did well in theaters. I don't know if it did or not, but...
I believe it did pretty well.
Despicable Me 4. Did Despicable Me 4 do well, being the question? I'm seeing various places where you can watch it online, but... Box office numbers. Despicable Me 4 had a worldwide box office total of nearly $1 billion.
Oh, yeah, they're doing a fifth.
Let's see here. Earning just shy of $1 billion worldwide. Cemented both itself and the legacy of the franchise even further. So, yeah. They'll probably do a fifth based on those results.
Oh, how much did we talk about the Wild Robot in one of the past podcasts?
Not heavily. What do you remember from that or want to bring up from that?
I can't remember if I brought this up in the other podcast, but the movie did so well that they confirmed a sequel pretty much a week after it's released.
That's awesome. And this is a trilogy of books. It's based off a trilogy of books, so they already have the material ready to go that they can adapt to the screen, which is helpful.
Apparently, from what I've heard at least, there are plenty of book readers who say they did a great job with turning it into a movie.
Awesome. Excellent. That is nice to hear. So yeah, more entertainment news. This is just kind of an entertainment podcast because it's the chill week off of Christmas break. And nobody goes back until January 2nd. So we have a little time left to continue to relax and enjoy. I know your sister for her birthday tomorrow. We're hitting Red Lobster and we're hitting the Children's Museum. And I think we're hitting Culver's. So lots of fun food out that definitely doesn't happen usually. And then whatever she chooses to do while at home, too. So we'll wait and see.
Is there anything else you can think of entertainment-wise?
I don't believe so, which I think leads us into what you were seeing on TikTok.
Cool. Again, sorry if this is a repeat. Just more things I've been seeing on TikTok of the classic Trumpers.
All right.
So there have been quite a few Democrats who have been showing Trumpers proof that Trump does have something to do with Project 2025.
Okay.
The Trumpers only come back to that to the evidence is Trump said he's backing off from that.
Yeah. I mean, that just to sound like a broken record, that man breaks all logic circuits.
Yeah.
And the cult breaks all logic circuits. So he's already appointing tons of people that helped work on Project 2025. So it's a foregone conclusion that they are going to try to get that through. The good news is the House has such a tiny majority, and the Senate has such a tiny majority that the only way they can get things through to Trump's desk is going to be getting Democrats on board. And you know that's not going to happen. So
Yeah.
they'll try to do a bunch of weird stuff with executive orders and other things, and then those will get caught in courts and
Yeah.
tied up and blocked and moved slowly. So we at least have that, fortunately.
Yeah. Something that I have replied to those comments is words are pretty lies, guys. And all they respond with, Trump always tells the truth.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I felt a part of me that just died when I read that.
It's facepalm worthy. That's what it is. That's all it is. It's a facepalm, you know?
Yeah. Just the amount of disappointment I felt from reading that comment is unfathomable.
Yeah. It's facepalming. That's all it is. It's facepalm worthy because, yeah. I mean, it's deserving of one of the Picard facepalms for that matter. Just it's that bad.
Yeah. Just come on, guys. Can you at least try to be smart?
They've just drank the Kool-Aid, that's all. It's willful ignorance because they've. It's the paradox of the sunk cost fallacy. So they have gone all in for this guy. He's shown his true colors. And now they don't know how to get out. They don't want to admit that they're wrong. Because that's really hard to do sometimes. It's something you have to practice at. Nobody likes to be wrong.
True.
And to be wrong at the level that they're being wrong with? Like, he just came out recently and said, oh yeah, I can't help with grocery prices. That's not something the president does. What? We were all screaming that from the sidelines. Leading up to the election. But no, he's going to focus on that. He's going to talk about it. He's going to try to make promises about grocery bills. And if anything, he's going to make grocery bills worse because of tariffs. But that man just says the pretty words, just like you said. And that's it.
Yeah. The dude has no honor.
Exactly. Sadly, exactly. Hmm.
Because I'm pretty sure when it comes to honor, making false promises is one of the most dishonorable acts.
Yeah. That wouldn't surprise me at all. Yep. So anything else off TikTok or?
Not really, other than more homophobia from the Trumpers I've been seeing.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That's par for the course. That's what they do. It's just what they do.
Yeah. Even though they said that before Trump's win, they were all saying, we're not homophobic.
Yeah.
And then after Trump's win, they're like, ha ha.
Yeah. Sadly. Well, the potatoes are starting to smell really good.
Awesome.
So, unless you have something else pressing, we'll sign off here, it looks like, and then I can process and get them uploaded. I think I'll probably still schedule it for tomorrow, so we stay on track, even though we're talking tomorrow, and it'll be present day for those that download it tomorrow. Because we're recording on the 28th, and we'll post it on the 29th, just to stay consistent.
Sounds good.
But we'll go forth and enjoy the potatoes in about 20 minutes.
Cool.
Hopefully. Hopefully they're done by then. I know you're probably getting hungry.
Yeah.
But, all right. Well, everybody, have a happy new year, and we'll see you in 2025.
See you next year.
Exactly. If you want to write in, podcast@flameflash.net, or leave a comment on YouTube, or leave a comment on one of the blog posts accordingly, and we'll watch for next time.
Live with honor.
Indeed.